only can dance, you can watch me dance. I have been dancing the night away every night here at the DNC because I am a joyful warrior. It has been really, I don't know, a moment of a lifetime for me, Brian. I don't know about you.
This has been amazing. I'm running on fumes, guys. I'm running on hope right now. Yes. I'm literally running on enjoyment and hope.
Hope and joy.
I'm in pain. I've been in pain since the beginning of the
not just from missing the chairs.
No. I already pre-injured myself before coming down here. I pulled an oblique, so I'm already in pain no matter what, and it doesn't matter to me. Like, it's one of those, like, all hands on deck, let's go. Everybody's happy. Everybody's exciting. People are smiling. People who should normally just turn their heads at giant, slovenly dudes like myself. You know what I mean. Like, compared to everyone else, everyone is in wonderful. I'm in sweaty clothes and a Hulk shirt. It's fantastic. I don't have any problem with it. I think it's great. I'm just saying that it normally at a convention like this, people would be like, "Hey, I'm so and so, and I'm important. I have this thing." I don't feel that air of I'm important here.
Yeah, there's not. I don't get like an elitism vibe.
No,
I'll say that.
I joke. I was in front of Billy Porter the other day, but we were laughing back and forth about being in front of each other. You know, like it was just everyone's treating each other like a regular person, and I think a lot of that is more just. I think we all had a big perspective moment this past couple weeks, and we're now being able to celebrate it, and we see the reflection of our own joy in other people, and it's really infectious.
Yes, 100%. Speaking of infectious, the excitement yesterday, especially when Oprah came out, because people were like, "Oh, it's Oprah."
Yeah, she has a thing going on. She's a little big.
She is a big freaking deal. We listened to her cat lady joke, which I thought was just fantastic, but I thought we could take a little bit more sound. Jess, if you can run, we're going to save the Kamala for the very end, but I wanted to, let's take a listen. Oprah Winfrey, if you didn't know it, everybody, she is a registered independent, not a Democrat. Let's listen to what Oprah's message was last night for independents.
I'm calling on all you independents and all you undecideds. You know this is true. You know I'm telling you the truth, that values and character matter most of all.
Yeah. It's what I call the common sense. She's just speaking common sense. Values, decency, these things matter. I thought that was a great call out. Let's hear what Oprah had to say. Just a one-liner about decency.
Decency and respect are on the ballot in 2024.
And we all know that, gosh darn it. You know, you don't have to be a political wonk to know by just observing that Donald Trump is an indecent, petty, little man. That's it. You could vote on that alone. It's that simple. I love how Oprah ended up the afternoon speaking because she did it in oh so the Oprah way. Just let's let her rip with Oprah calling out who our next president of the United States is going to be.
We're all Americans, and together, let's all choose Kamala Harris!
I mean, that's some Oprah right there. I'm joined right now by Wisconsin delegate and attorney Craig Mastantuono. Welcome back, Craig. We ran out of time earlier this week.
Thanks for having me.
Really good to have you back. Let's listen to some of the Tim Walz speech from last night, because I was really impressed and very pleasantly surprised. He really owned the moment. I also love how his son completely owned the moment. If you don't know what we're talking about, folks, Tim Walz's son basically kind of stole the show for a second, for a couple of seconds. His son, Gus, has some unique needs. And as his dad was talking and his dad was acknowledging that his children are, quote, my entire world, Gus jumped up jubilantly from his chair, crying, pointing at his dad, saying, that's my dad, that's my dad.
Brings tears to my eyes right now.
I know.
It was incredible.
And it was so human, right? This is a guy who knows how families struggle. They struggled to get pregnant, and how challenging it can be to meet your child's individual and unique learning and development needs. I thought that was just a great moment.
I thought it was something, and it was right within the context of what Governor Walz delivered, which was a speech that emphasized his strengths. He stuck to what he does best.
Yes.
He didn't try to do some eloquent, broad, Obama-like speech. We were talking about that yesterday.
Yes.
He almost did a good coach move, which is, you know, I'm good at the run, and I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm going to run four
You're
yards at a
passer.
Time.
You're not the passer. Yes. Yeah, you know. Everybody's got to know their position on the field to lead into the coach metaphor. I thought this was an incredibly good line. The government keeping out of bedrooms, just let's take that.
Health care and housing are human rights. And the government stays the hell out of your bedroom.
I mean, delivered so well. A lot of just common sense. He was very folksy.
Very Midwestern.
Very Midwestern. Let's take, if we can, cut number 40 and 41, Jess.
Sorry, what were those called?
That's all right. This is the students talking about students and leadership, and then the next one talking about Project 2025.
You know, when I was teaching every year, we'd elect a student body president. And you know what? Those teenagers could teach Donald Trump a hell of a lot about what a leader is. They spent a lot of time pretending they know nothing about this. But look, I coached high school football long enough to know, and trust me on this, when somebody takes the time to draw up a playbook, they're going to use it.
Maggie, what do we tell witnesses in trial law? Be yourself.
Be yourself.
Do not be somebody that you are not. And Governor Walz followed those instructions perfectly to a T.
Yeah, he really did. And I think that genuineness, it just comes across. You contrast that with this doofus J.D. Vance. Speaking of the doofus J.D. Vance, he's now a TikTok sensation. Jess, will you roll that sound?
I'm a never Trump guy.
I'm a never Trump guy.
I'm a never Trump guy.
I never liked him.
I'm a never Trump guy.
I'm a never Trump guy.
I'm a never Trump guy.
Never.
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 I'm a never Trump guy.
Never liked him.
I never liked him.
I love DMX, you know, but this is pretty good.
How to go from a Yale-educated, best-selling author into ruining your reputation nationally in a couple of short years for blind
you
ambition.
You got to work at it. I've got two words for you. How do you go from a Yale-educated lawyer with, like, nothing but the world ahead of you to a guy who flip-flops nearly on a daily basis, doesn't know what motivates him, and basically has offended everyone in the country at least twice?
Yeah.
Peter Thiel.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah, yes, right, well, of
cause,
course.
Cause, effect.
Always helps to have that type of safety net, right? But this is something I don't think he's going to come back from. It's hard to live that kind of flip-flopping down and just, you know, castrating yourself, essentially, to get to where you want to be.
It's been so tortuous to watch these clips and all of this information coming out about this guy. And the alternative, I mean, it's as if the vice presidential contrast is almost now as absurd as the top of the ticket
Absolutely.
Contrast.
Absolutely. But, you know, I got to say, going back to the top of the ticket, when I joined you, you were talking about Oprah's remarks about decency being on the ballot.
Yes.
And I thought it was a great segue into what I wanted to talk about as a member of the Hispanic caucus of the
Please.
Delegation, which is my 92-year-old mother who emigrated from Mexico City and is intent on voting for Vice President Harris in the fall. She's still with us, and she's on the south side of Chicago, and she's as politically astute as ever. But you know the first thing in 2015 when Trump came down the escalator that got her? It wasn't for surprisingly enough, the murderers and rapists remark mm-hmm. about her people. Okay, mm-hmm. that was bad enough. But just knowing what she knew about Donald Trump is the indecency of the man. It exudes off of him. My mother is a classy woman. My father opened the door for her. My mm-hmm. father made sure that she was always taken care of. Mm-hmm. And she ruled the house with an iron fist of a Latina mother, mm-hmm. right? And she just knows a creep when she sees one, you know, and she knew. And I was amazed that, you know, before we ever got to the issues, which we've discussed at length in the years since then, my mother and I and the rest of my sisters and brother, it just, you know, it was a no-brainer for her. Are you like kind of a, are you kidding? Who would go to a place with this guy, let alone vote him into the presidency?
Yeah, that's to me, you know, I think... In addition to Joe Biden undertaking an incredibly selfless act that ultimately was for the best, in the best interest of the country, what he also did, whether intentionally or specifically thinking this or not, is he took the excuse to vote for Trump off the table.
Yes.
Right? Because I had heard yes. from a lot of my conservative friends, listen, I mostly like Trump's tax policies and all this mm-hmm. stuff, and I get into those arguments with them as well. And I know he's a real creep and not a good man and he's terrible, but you know Joe Biden's not got it mm-hmm. anymore. Mm-hmm. This was the fig leaf.
Yes,
this was the excuse. It's now been taken off the table completely,
Done.
And it's like, oh, you care about law and order and public?
Done.
Yes,
use
a district attorney and attorney general. There are no excuses.
No, and kind of in a similar way that Biden took that off the table coming out of the Hillary versus Trump.
Yes.
Is Biden took that off the table a little bit from people that were saying, I could not vote for Hillary. Right or wrong, she
yes.
was demonized for 20 years
yes.
by the time she got to the presidential race, right? And so I spoke with a sitting judge, a retired judge in 2016, right before the election, and
I'm
not going to out him, but he was a respected...
You'll tell me off air, Craig.
I will absolutely tell you off air. And it's a month before the election, and he was one of those, you know, Republicans that was kind of, you know, financially conservative, but, you know, liked to think he was a little socially liberal.
A little,
which meant,
dash.
You know, abortion exceptions for rape and incest, right?
Yes.
And I said to him, well, what are you going to do? You know, he said, on the one side, you've got her, and on the other side, you've got a pig
yes.
meeting Trump. I said, so what are you going to do, Judge? He said, well, you got to hold your nose and vote for the pig. And I thought, oh, my God, are you kidding me? So there were those people then, too,
yes.
that used Hillary as the excuse for why they couldn't
yes.
vote, you know, for Trump's opponent.
And the sequel ain't going to be any better.
No.
That is Craig Mastrotuono, my good friend. Now, all of yours, what are you looking forward to tonight, Craig, most of all?
You know, I'm not one of those people that's obsessing over whether or not Beyonce is going to appear tonight.
Good for you. As if Pink wasn't
right.
enough.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
We're getting a little spoiled here. You know,
yes.
Stevie Wonder last night,
yes.
one of my heroes,
John Legend,
performing one of
Patti
my favorite
LaBelle,
songs.
Common,
right,
Little
right.
John.
Sheila E. on the Latina
yes,
side.
Sheila
right,
E.
Right. Fantastic. No, I really want to see what
Wait,
the vice
Sheila,
president.
Sheila E. was here. I'm going to leave right now. I'll be right back.
Yeah, Brian's taking off. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I just want to see what the vice president brings. You know, they've been whining and complaining about she has no policy, and I think she's going to lay out her vision for what she wants the next 10 years and the next 15 years in America to look like. And I
yes.
think that we should pay attention to that because
yes.
it's the biggest speech of her life, right? But it's also a big speech for America. Obama was right the other night when he said the whole world is watching to see if we can pull this off, and I think that's what she's going to show you tonight.
Craig, on point as always. You're going to tell me who that judge was once we get off air, folks.
You bet.
My last segment of the DNC coming up, and we're going to end it all, folks, as we begun with my good friend Morris Pearl, the millionaire who thinks millionaires should pay more taxes. Don't go anywhere. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to Civic Media Radio Network's special live coverage of the 2024 DNC. Oh.